End of day of the tour wait. Monday night. By Shlomo Weisbart.
Right. I brought this Kulturi Shabbos with this time, actually. Let's just make a quick recall. Without yesterday. Yes, oh, Moshe, you can hear it. Where's Moshe? Moshe, you can hear a recap now. If you listen, Moshe. Yeah. Recap. So yesterday we spoke about moving a keli from Lachta L'Issa. What was a keli from Lachta L'Issa? A personal keli, which is normally used for forbidden things. Either min Torah, min Rabbanon, or either it's not mamish also what it's doing, but it's connected. It's like it's also Moshe, a fire, he said, where it's connected to electric. You couldn't plug in on Shabbos. So that is called a keli from Lachta L'Issa. And that can only be moved at Tzorach Gufa Yom HaKoyma. You can move that for its own use. So the Moshe Lahammer is a classic example. You can move it for its own use. You need to crack nuts. Or Makoyma, it's on a place where you don't like. Wait, sorry, what you don't like. A place where you want to sit down. It's on the chair. You want to sit down on that chair. That's your place where you want to sit. So you can't. You're allowed to move this case, Lahalissa, the Tzorach Gufa Yom HaKoyma. The thing you can't move it for is, we're supposed to speak about verse 7, it's called Mechamel Etzel. That means you want to protect it. That means, for example, someone left his hammer in his garden, he's scared it's going to start raining, it's going to get ruined. That, you could not move this keli for that purpose. Then we spoke about yesterday, what's called a Tzorach Makoyma? What's called for its place? So that's clear. You want to sit down somewhere, that's called a Tzorach Makoyma. What about if it's on the table and it disturbs you? Well, you don't, you're not going to, you're not, you don't need that place. It's just on the table, you don't need to make a shabbat stick. Is that a problem? So I wanted to read out to you yesterday from Moshe Feinstein, Shulva Vol. He said, back at the Tzuri Shabbos, when he wrote his statement, Hilchas Mukta, he asked Moshe Feinstein a few questions. So one of these questions was over here. Vov. Keli shem lachta l'issa hamunach ha'mokum she'ena matim l'kvoy Shabbos. It's not very pleasant in covered Shabbos. L'dugma im ha'ot ha'munach ha'lashuchan. You've got a pen, Keli shem lachta l'issa, which is lying on the table. In Mutalasir Machmas Kovar Shabbos, can you move it because of Kovar Shabbos? Mi Choshen, they consider the Tzorach Gufa Makoyma. Is that considered the Tzorach Gufa Makoyma? Tshuva, Tiltal Kazer, Loi Choshen, consider the Tzorach Makoyma, says Ramesha, it's not considered the Tzorach Makoyma. Kazer Gufa Kovar Shabbos, this Gufa is the honor of Shabbos, that you don't move it, you leave it where it is. Chilish actually, so Ramesha holds that you can't move it. Kalachi has another heter. Moving a kalachi has always a heter. Because Moksa maybe has been about that. To take it off, that's not this heter of the surgery from a koyma. That he says you can't do. So you can't move this pen as you would normally. That's not called a surgery from a koyma. In Zion, he speaks about the car case, actually, what we spoke about. You know, the car, about taking things out of the car. And that's what we said yesterday. The marshal opening a car door. There's no lights going on at all. It's purely a question of opening the car door. So you have to open the car door to get into that place, to get your chalas out. So you've got something inside the car. That's mutter to do. And closing it, that's a problem, because that's not Tzorach Gufa anymore. You don't really need that place anymore. Unless it's blocking your driveway, and you can't get into your driveway, you can't walk through your driveway. That's why I listen to Kalachiyat. Someone asked yesterday, L'chol is right. Today in modern cars, all these electronic gadgets, L'chol, there's not much you can do. I mean, we ourselves can't do anything, really. The only head to be, L'chol, is to ask a goy to open the car for you, and you have to rely on the fact it's called shvus to shvus to achum mitzvah. Even though normally all these circuits we take on are derises, when it comes to amir l'akum, many possible take on it. For a goy, one can take on this istrabon. So then the shvus to shvus is l'av m'furish. If you want to avoid this, also one has the same thing. Yeah, shorts to shorts, one has to. If you want to avoid this thing, you could ask him derech remiza, because opening the car door is not a positive hanok.
What? Avoid what?
If you want to avoid this, relying on shorts to shorts. If you rely on shorts to shorts, you're relying on a kula that electricity is drabon. That's what you have to do, because you know, I mean, like him to drabonim, making the circuit of drabonim, that's mutter, makom hesed, makom mitzvah, you have to rely on that. If a person doesn't want to rely on that, he could do a derech remiza. Derech remiza, it's not called a positive, I'm not opening a car door. So that way you have to remember hint him. That would be even better, really, that's even better. But that would be the way out of it on these things over here.
Okay. I have to carry my phone.
What for?
Take it outside to the goy. I'm carrying the
phone
with me to outside.
No. That's actually, I didn't speak about this. That's actually shining. If you've got a neighbour, it's an interesting question, it's very awkward actually. Let's say your neighbour knocks on your house. He says, have you got a spare hammer? Have you got a hammer I can borrow?
A yid.
A A goy knocks on Eve's house and he says, Keller, we're going to come to this. Mummy's there, actually. It's very
that's
silent.
That's the case for
the Hamas. A Hamas case for the Hamas.
Yeah, I can
move it. So good for Makoma. Yeah. But only for Yee, that's what comes to the Mummy's. That's the important thing, actually. It's just, Mummy's a whole shit thing. You can only move a case like this, so good for Makoma, for Yee, and, important, for a Shabbos purpose.
For
a Shabbos purpose.
For
Shabbos
purpose.
Ah, my sheet, hold on. That's it, that's
what we're doing.
That is just, Mummy's what we're going to speak about. Mummy's what this case is, yeah? So again, Salam Oshi, you've got going knocking on, it's very awkward. Yeah, you can tell you've got no hammer, it's very awkward. You see, you saw your
hand.
Yeah, you can tell they've got to take it himself.
If that's close to you, they can come and borrow a hammer from you. Well,
that could do, actually. Yeah, that could do, but you can't give it to them. You can't move against Alistair for Goy. So coming to today's Shaila, very interesting Shaila, actually, today. And the Shaila is today, very Nagay, actually, this Shaila. A person has cholent on Shabbos morning. Nicely, you've got a nice big crock pot, you finish your cholent. And then, when you finish your cholent, so the mice it cools down, you want to put it in the fridge. Now, very often, to put the whole cady of the crock pot, that big cady in the fridge, it's very, very roomy, it takes up a lot of room. So what you want to do is you want to take a small pot from the cupboard, take it out, empty the contents into there, and put it in the fridge.
That's fine.
That's fine. So on this, someone just showed me, when I printed this cider, someone gave me yesterday a copy from Robert Falk, Max Elio Chelik Gimel, it hasn't come out yet actually, who's got pages and pages on this tube actually.
What's the
bottom line? Well, you don't want to hear it. I thought you want to hear it, the last bottom line.
That's what Kate's for.
I haven't finished. Wait a minute. I have to wait. It's a shada. It's a good point. Let's start from the beginning. A normal pot, what dinner's a normal pot got? A normal pot is muksa actually. It's a case of Lisa. That is the bottom line. A pot is a case of Lisa. If you've got food inside the pot, a pot is no problem at all. Why is it no problem? Because the either pshat is the food makes it mochoshuv, or it's toffled to the pot, becomes toffled to the food. So a pot which has got food and you can move it around as freely as you want, it's got the case like a which has got very, very little restrictions. I mean, it's quite impossible.
Just to clarify,
restrictions
got. Pots and containers the same.
What?
Just to clarify, pots and containers the same.
Pots and containers. Oh, I'm going to finish it. Well, hold on, I'm going to go. A pot, why is. He's asking a good question. Why is a pot the case when it's going to be on top?
Cooking, cooking.
A person buys a pot, most people, they say, when they buy a pot, they are buying it mostly for cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to. This halach is clear. There's no shad about it. This is the halach in Simon Gimel, Siv Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps because they're a chobot's hand. A kedera is a case of halisa. Rebalt, it's used for cooking. That is what a pot's used for. It's got a case of halisa. That's no, I don't think anyone argues, no one I don't think argues on this point. That a kedera has got a case of halisa. Let's get the Gimel here.
Siv Gimel.
Why is it so that's the way I lock him. Okay, so this is the way I lock over here in Sid Gimel. Cook him after all, he brings it over here. That person who got him, Kaysha Roy Malach the Issa, who got him in her case after Issa. Hey, you ran a record in the Kadega. But a kadera, most of the time the person uses a pot, it's for Issa, it's for cooking. A butter, when a person's finished cooking, he might leave the food in the kadera for a bit of time. So it's a bit of storing in there as well, but the main purpose of the bialocha of the kadera is for cooking, but in case of Issa. If, says the bialocha, you buy a keli for cooking and for storing, which I don't know in example, that someone's just telling me now, maybe it could be these foil containers. The law be these foil containers not only used for cooking. They're used for storing stuff. A person might make cabbage, you might store it in there. So a foil container might not have this problem, possibly. But a general pot is called a case plateleza. That's rule number one. Therefore, a general pot, you cannot move the syrup, you can only move it the syrup from a cray.
So now you've got your food.
Yeah,
leftover food from
Shabbos. Oh, let me
just find
it.
You haven't got
plastic
containers.
Oh, hold on. Oh, so now it's quite right. A plastic container, the chayra, is mummish no problem. So now I'm asking Shabbos what he's saying. A person's finished with his cholent on Shabbos morning, and he's got in his kitchen plastic containers. and he's got pots in his cupboard, what should he be using to empty the shop into?
Containers. Definitely pots.
What? I thought he gave me a shot. No, it's not good. It's not healthy. Not healthy, Simba. Lachaira, that's poshet. If you've got a choice of what to use, that whole side of how much material you have to go to. Okay, if it's in the kitchen, mamish in front of you, lachaira, you've got no heter whatsoever to use a metal container, a case like this, in a case of where you've got a plastic container. Agreed? That lachaira, I think, is a posh.
I'm doing it because on Sunday I want to use my pots.
Yeah,
so I want to put my pots on Friday and Friday night. My pots, get ready for that. Why?
Yeah,
I'm ready, my Sunday, I
want to
use it for my lunch, therefore I
want to
put it back in a new pot, so it'll be ready for...
Oh, sorry, you want me to hit the shiloh? I'm going to tell you, this is Mamish Shiloh. I just want to read you out Shiloh, read out Shiloh. And this time, Amati lo b'ksov b'ins t'kud chashur b'alich smukta, she'en you do a cloud, it's not well known, v'ha'ab mishmok z'in in again, midi shabbos b'shabbos, I think it's very nagea to every Shabbos. I'm going to explain what a shayla is, says it. Roitz in lahak tishirei ha-tsholent, ha-nisham as-suz yom ha-shayla, that's what you want to put it in the fridge. Ava b'roi po'am ha-kadere g'doy l'madai, the pot is very big, to put it in the fridge, but gamba lab of ha-kadere g'doy l'kwa ha-chatsi, reik is half empty, it's a waste to put it in the fridge, with such a big thing. But as there mavim kadere g'tanam, mavim ha-lehet ha-tsholent, you take a small kadere, you bring the tsholent into it, va-oistam ha-chis in the toy and you bring that into the fridge. Well, Bosti is there, Oira. I want to cover my Oira, says Rav Halk, because I'm a Rosh. Ain't Kol Heta, the Talmud Sakadera, Kakatana, every kind. I can't find any Heta to move this small Kadera. Kibbutz Kadera have a case like this, this small Kadi you're now taking is a case like this. That Gamsha put the Talmud case like this, the Tzor, good for it. Can she write to the Stamus Kadera, the Choyer, who the Tzor, you want to use the Kadera, the Tzor, her Emesu, Shaheta, ain't Shaikan. The circle to mutu until the first Shabbos. The whole heter of moving a keli simchat l'issa is only if you need it for Shabbos. This simcha is what he mumbles words out of mouth is you want it for Sunday. Hachoni says not a problem. That guy's not a problem.
No, what is Shabbos told out of the
way now? It's one thing. Don't need a bigger thing. You don't need a chart block for that. You don't need what?
You have your containers.
Oh, come on, very good point.
Well,
So he's tagged. If you're doing it for that purpose, that on Sunday you can have your chum in that pot, that lechayi time. Now you ask a good question. I ask you a question. What happens? So what should you do? Lechayi, the eighth is to move this big kadera into the fridge. But Marshall, why have you got no room in there?
No room. Yeah.
There's no room.
Too big.
It's too big. The pot's too big.
Was it a smaller pot?
Oh, so I would have thought the chayyur there you could put it into a smaller pot. That's what I would have thought. Yeah. I see at the end of the children of Falk, Mamish at the end, when he does a sikkum, he says, he wastes at the end over here. As far as I mean, he says, even if the pot is big, that's not a heter. You don't need it for now. Now, that's a bit of a shy. That I can understand it really to you. In that case over there, when you've got no room, the moshel, in your fridge, you can't put it in your fridge, and you're worried that a chance is going to go off, the moshel means you can't leave it out. And this keli doesn't fit in the fridge. And the chayyur, that even I think Rav Falk said, well, we must until you can put it in. Yeah, he's only talking about where you've got room in your fridge for a big keli. Lechayra, if you've got no room in your fridge, as far as I can see, then lechayra he'd be mustam as well that you can put in. It's a very interesting horror, this actually. I'll tell you why he says who I did as well. I'll tell you why I saw this today. That's how it came up this year. The moshel, let's say someone's got an egg was laid on Shabbos. Now that egg is moksa. So he's got an egg laid in his house on Shabbos. I must say, this was relevant to me a few weeks ago. We borrowed a hen from someone, and we had some eggs being laid in the house. So we had some eggs, or whatever, in the house. Actually, they were already laid. So I got eggs from the hen already. But anyway, the mice is possible. Someone's got eggs laid in his house. Now, he's worried about these eggs being ruined on Shabbos. So he wants to take a kalish, not his. He wants to take his pot from the cupboard and put it over the egg. Is he allowed to do that?
So the good one.
Yes, my friend, but it's not Shabbos. It's not for Shabbos use. Says the prima god, and that's also. That's mummy says what? The prima what? First, you do it on top. Yeah, you could take it always off. You got an egg over here. You got an egg over here, which is mussar. I take a pot, case on this, and I put it on top of the egg. I'm not about to give it up. I can lift up the egg, but then I'll pop it off. Yeah, it's also true. Unless you've got no glass for the baby, you only got a pot. You want to take a pot. The prima godim says in that case there's also to do. I the tzorich gufa. You need to use it. You want to use the pot to protect the egg. So the prima godim is not the tzorich Shabbos. It's also to do.
For the fridge and the cholent to keep it fresh. That you can put it in the fridge. That they can put it in the fridge.
What?
It's Friday night. The cholent will go off and keep it overnight.
So that's what I'm saying. That might be different. In that case, it's a bit different. If a person's got no room. In the fridge, besides the smoking, that is more so good. You need it for Shabbos. So you could be done on that, not also no good. You understand? No, I see. It's not necessarily Shabbos, that. The food is going to go off, but that's for a weekday. If you want it for Sunday, that's why I think I'll pass back on that case. Well, that case is better, I think. I think so. I have to find out. I think some people are making them that case, but that case is also not necessarily good for Shabbos. It's interesting, who I didn't know, a possum say, if someone walked in the street, they say, there's no area in the street. Unless there's an area, he doesn't want to carry the area. And eventually he finds a lost property in the street, expensive item, he's worried about it. So there's a pot nearby, let's say, for example. He wants to know, can he turn the pot upside down and put it over the lost property? So that's the same problem. You're moving a case as an Issa on Shabbos, but it's not for Tzorich Shabbos. That does not have a heter of tzorich from Makomos. It's a very interesting halacha this, but that will not have this heter of tzorich from Makomos. Therefore, a false timing in this case over here with the cholent pot, I'm really chab actually, that in such a case over here, to move it into a smaller cholent pot is the chora problematic. Unless one's got a good svara to be miyashu. So I'm saying the best thing to do, really, is to put it into a glass bowl, which is zechah, case of heter, there's no problem at all with that. Or, I don't know what else you could do, I mean,
a plastic container is also used for cooking.
Plastic container is not moksa. And your kasha about a case of issa, which you had food in it, for Shailas is asking, a pot which had food inside it, and then you emptied out the food. Is that pot remain moksa for our Shabbos? As far as I remember, that is, it is actually. It doesn't help that Bena Shmosh to have food inside.
With that silk and comb after you move it, the only surface is in the way.
What?
Put the pots in my service, I need the weight, I want to put it
in. When it's empty, what are we talking about? Yeah, if it's empty, it's on a weight, washing the pot. That's my reserve coma. If he's got a pot on the worktop of washing, a big pot, or whatever, a small pot, and you're stirring it nice, he's got no room to work there, but you can take that, put it in the sink, put it in the dishwasher, whatever that you can do. But here we're talking about you want to empty out the big pot into a small pot, which that small pot is the case of the Issa, and you're moving it, which is not money for circle Shabbos, that's not so posh, that's mutter.
And you've got dishes in the dishwasher. You mentioned dishwasher. Can you put
on the
shelf?
Why not? Do
you know what
it's not? Why?
It's not storage. It's storage.
It's a storage.
It's a storage. Dishwasher is normal to put things in. It's normal to store things in there.
Dishwasher
is a washing dish. Yeah, well, it's also meant for storage. It's also quite a big thing for storage.
Yeah, before the
dirty. You can do that. You can do that. A casserole pirate dish, but you cook in it. Most people who buy a dish, let's say, ask why, when you buy a casserole dish, are you back for storage or are you back for cooking? Most people back for cooking.
It should be the same halacha.
Any dish which is made, you buy for the purpose of cooking, how is the problem? All right, Bezo. Sorry?